Conclusion.
If you're like most of my clients and the women I meet at conferences, seminars, and social events, you're pursuing wealth for a number of reasons. Perhaps you want to make sure your children can get through college without taking on debt. Maybe you want to pay off your own student loans, simultaneously save for retirement, and enjoy a comfortable life in the short term. Or maybe you have a big vision of shifting the status quo in your community. You might even want all these things and more. The women you've met in these pages, women just like you, have accomplished all those goals and more. Now that you've discovered the secrets of the wealthy, you can achieve similar goals. You've embarked on what will be a lifelong journey, the key to completing it. Successfully is to remain consistent in expanding your knowledge and staying abreast of the latest trends and what's going on in the markets so you can respond rather than react. When you realize you can take control of your financial future and you start to rack up the wins, you'll want to keep it going. Most women who go through this process discover they come to love the challenge of finding new opportunities to put their money to work for them. I want you to join me, the women you've met here, and the women in my programs in my mission to close the wealth gap. Unfortunately, women are only half as likely to invest in the stock market as men are. However, we have the power to change this. It starts with basic financial education and tools and continues with the wealth secrets being implemented by women like you and then passed on to future generations. Wealthy women have a unique view of money and develop patterns of behavior to take charge of their net worth. They ask themselves what the best use of their money is and how they can make their money and make more money. Wealthy women take the time to master financial fundamentals, and they commit to being lifetime learners. These are habits you've started to build. As your knowledge grows, so will your ability to discern good information from bad. As you learn more about how money works, you might decide to attend stockholder meetings. You'll be able to hold your advisors accountable. And if a professional is unable to clearly explain a concept or product, you'll have the confidence to make your own decision and discontinue the relationship if necessary. You now know how to pay yourself first and through automatic savings accounts and investment programs that let you invest in stocks and mutual funds. You recognize the importance of maintaining your emergency fund. You'll never have to guess at your financial picture because you'll have your figures close at hand and top of mind, and you'll stay focused on your long-term goals. Sophonia Hardaway in Chapter 7 also embraced the idea of diversifying her assets. As she grew up, she saw diversification in action as she watched the various ways her family brought in income, and she applied that thinking to her money skills. Sophonia rented out her townhouse, bought different insurance products, purchased a franchise, and learned how to balance risk and reward. Both Sophonia and Leah, Chapter 12, along with the other wealthy you students you've met in this book, took the time to educate themselves about their portfolios. They learned how to discuss their options with financial advisors and how to take control of their own futures. Reading this book and recognizing your circumstances in the stories I've shared is the start of developing your wealth mindset. All the strategies you need are laid out for you. Now it's up to you to execute. There's never been a better time or more opportunities available to grow your money and take control of your financial future. I believe wholeheartedly in your ability to get wealthy. I've watched so many women come from feeling behind to catching up and surpassing where they'd ever dreamed they could be with their money. It's not as complicated as the old school experts would have you believe. And contrary to what we've been taught, there are no limits to the wealth you can create. The opportunity levers available to you are unique to your life. Take advantage of them and create the wealth you deserve.